This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
For more insight on global markets, we turn to Carlos Casanova, Chief Asia Economist at Coface. Welcome to the show, Carlos. Australia's fourth quarter GDP beat expectations, coming in at 0.5%. However, this figure had yet to incorporate the effects of the coronavirus and bushfires. How do you think the Australian economy will do in 2020?
Hi, good morning. So yes, this figure was actually quite decent. It was supported mainly by a recovery in housing prices in Melbourne and Sydney, the two big cities. But there were some underlying factors that point towards weaker growth. In other words, the constitution of this growth was not sustainable. It was weak. And it doesn't yet take into account the impact of the bushfires that, of course, took place mostly in January and a little bit in December, and the coronavirus that only hit in February. So we are expecting to see GDP drop to about 1.5% for 2020, and that is on the back of a decline in GDP in sequential terms in the first quarter. And our previous forecast was about 2.2%, so that's quite a big drop. The bushfires, of course, are expected to account for about 0.4 to 0.8% of that drop, because the capital stock has been significantly depleted. Crops, livestock, etc. have suffered. And the coronavirus situation remains in flux, so we don't know what the full impact will be yet, but it will definitely impact very weak domestic sentiment in Australia that already showed a contraction in consumption in the fourth quarter of 2019. So that's definitely not going to improve going forward.
And moving to Hong Kong, its business outlook plunged to a record low in February, and Financial Secretary Paul Chan, he has forecasted a GDP growth rate of negative 1.5% to 0.5% this year. Do you agree with his estimate?
I do. So before his announcement last week, his big intervention last week, we had revised down our GDP forecast to minus 0.5%, marking a second consecutive year of negative growth. Now, he did, to reflect those pressures and the decline in business sentiment, announce a massive $15 billion US dollar fiscal stimulus package. However, we have not upped our GDP growth forecast because the bulk of that stimulus package, about $70 billion US dollars, will be used for cash handouts, which is a one-off cash benefit to boost consumption. That doesn't have a meaningful impact on GDP in the long term. The fiscal stimulus was in total 4.8 of GDP, which is a very big fiscal stimulus package, but it's not a structurally sound set of measures, so we don't think that it will have a lot of upside on that minus 0.5% growth figure for the year.
And now, Carlos, looking closer to home at Indonesia, it was the only country in Asia where the Purchasing Managers Index did not contract in February. Why was that? Will they not be impacted by the slowdown we are seeing across the region?
The decline in PMIs, of course, are reflecting all of the factory closures in China in February. The decline in Chinese PMI was the most dramatic ever. So it's potentially reflecting the fact that Indonesia is just not as exposed to China upstream in terms of its factories that are not importing as much components from Chinese factories as other parts of Asia. However, we do expect to see downside in Indonesia if the situation surrounding the coronavirus deteriorates in that country and some other parts of Asia implement their own capacity closures, South Korea, Japan, etc., in an attempt to contain the virus.
So let's go back to the U.S. The U.S. non-farm payroll data will be released tonight. Do you expect a good set of numbers, but does that matter considering the COVID-19 is now a major headwind?
Well, the private payrolls were better than expected, and most of the preliminary analysis is pointing towards better than expected figures. Remember, it's a little bit like January figures for China. They don't fully reflect the impact of the COVID virus yet. So it is possible that the data will be better than expected. But in our opinion, that is not going to derail the Fed's efforts to support the economy. So we saw a surprise interest rate cut this week, and we are penciling in another 25 basis rate cut in 2020 at some point, potentially as soon as March 18. So that is, of course, going to translate into a much more benign environment for Asian economies. A lot of central banks in the region, including Malaysia and Australia, those were the more recent ones, have been adding a lot of support to the economy, cutting rates. And of course, if the Fed does the same and in fact cuts rates more aggressively than a lot of central banks in Asia, that is going to be supportive for markets in this part of the world.
All right, Carlos, thank you so much for joining us on the line today. That was Carlos Casanova, Chief Asia Economist at Coface, based out of Hong Kong.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.